State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Oh, Lord, I have no idea how this episode's going to turn out. I know it's going to turn out great, but I am anticipating the jaw-dropping moment. My brother, social media influencer, podcast host, B-side app owner, author. Woo, child, he be upsetting the gram. Y'all better get ready. Tim Ross is in the building. Y'all, I'm excited because we've got somebody who is literally shaking the tables, okay? Upsetting the gram, upsetting the world in a good way, a curious way. Some people are mad. Even though he is not pastoring or ministering in the traditional way in the pulpit, that's who he is. An amazing podcast, The Basement. Author, that book is coming out.
It is.
February 27th. Welcome to The Basement.
Uh-huh.
Y'all recognize his voice already. Y'all give it up for my friend since 2017, Tim Ross.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Timmy.
I love you, TT.
I love you. I don't even know, like, yes, I have an official rundown, and because of the time, I'm not going to get comfortable and common with you. We're going to be official. We're going to be professional. But y'all, my friend, my brother is here.
Y'all, absolutely.
Those of us that are close to you, those of us who just love you, who get a seat to see everything that you're doing, we've seen you evolve and pivot. How are you feeling? Have you been able to kind of be on the outside and take a look at what you've been able to do?
Yeah, I was able to do that last July. So July 2023, the seventh month of every year is my Sabbath month. So I take the whole month off. And we spent it in Australia. And I just got to reflect on like everything that we have done since July 6th of 2022. And when I came back from that trip in August of 23, I literally said to myself, I think I finally figured out what the heck I'm doing. A lot of times you step into whatever you feel like God's telling you to do, and you step in out of obedience, right? Like, okay, I'm doing what it is that I felt like God's telling me to do. But you don't know what you're doing.
And don't.
Like, you have no idea. Like, you said yes, and you started it, but you don't. You have no idea what you're actually doing, what the impact is. And so if you would have asked me any time before August of 2023, hey, what are you doing? I'd have been like, a podcast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just doing a podcast. Yeah. And after August of 23, I really was able to like process like, oh, I'm helping people live life in a completely different way. Like, I'm giving people permission.
That's it.
To be authentically themselves in their own skin. And God has allowed me to create this safe space where people can give us the gift of their vulnerability. People can be seen, heard, known, and still loved, even if they're not still agreed with. And that's when I knew we got something special here. We have something special and sacred here. And we don't do what everybody else does. Like, I'm not against what everybody else does. I'm not for what some of the people do, but I'm not against what nobody else does. But this is sacred, and we're gonna run this play. This is the play we're gonna run here.
Where did the boldness and the audacity come for you to not be with the norm? You said something so powerful. I want people to be seen, known, heard, loved, even if they're not agreed with.
Absolutely. Because we live in a culture where we only like people who think like us. We only embrace people who think like us.
Or believe like us. Yeah.
Or believe like us, right? So in my mind, I'm like, listen, what every human being needs at a basic level is to be seen, heard, known, and loved, even if they're disagreed with. And so one of the most extravagant gifts you can give anybody is the gift of your ears. Like, just listen to them. Don't cut them off. Don't let them dysregulate you. Don't let them anger you. You a racist? Go tell us why.
Tell us why. And y'all, listen, go to the B-side. It's Tim Ross's app, and you are going to be able to listen to the most thought-provoking, jaw-dropping conversations that he is having that most people who are born in the church, raised in the church, still work in the church, they wouldn't touch certain people with a 2-foot pole and have a freaking conversation. Sometimes I think we wouldn't have war if we could just have a conversation.
All wars start when conversations cease, and all wars stop when conversations start. Divorces start when conversations stop. Love starts when conversations start. Hate starts when conversations stop. Everything is built off a word. What is the first thing that we know about God? Genesis chapter number one, that he spoke. That's the first thing we know about God, that he spoke. And when did sin come into the world? When people stopped speaking.
Yep.
So conversations are literally how God designed us to communicate. And whenever there's a breakdown in the conversation, that's when friction, frustration, anger, hate, bitterness, envy, strife, jealousy, everything comes from the lack of being able to communicate. You show me a marriage that's in distress, I'll show you people that don't know how to communicate with each other.
Uh-oh.
You show me a parent and a child relationship and it's frayed, it's all because they're missing each other in communication. So everything rises and falls on communication.
Mm. Yo, we just had a whole masterclass on communication. We can stop the, yeah. Let's press stop. We're done. Thank y'all so much for checking in.
Check it is
Welcome
over.
To the basement, February 27th. I pre-ordered my copy. Go get yours. Tim Ross, thank you, Sissy. Thank you so much for being here. Oh my God. Conversation. Okay.
Conversations.
Do you think, have you mastered the art of communication? Or you think it's just something, as long as we're living, breathing, we will always be in school?
Yeah, as long as we're living and breathing, we'll always be in school. I haven't mastered it. I will say that I have more control over myself when I'm in conversations. Because what I realize is that when it comes to communication, I am not responsible for how the other person walks away with my words. I am responsible with the way I communicate them. So I just try to stay in control of what I can control. You can say the nicest thing to somebody. If their heart is set on offense, they're going to be offended.
Yeah.
What I want to be able to do is walk away saying, I thought about the words before I spoke. I was intentional with my words. I was intentional with the timing, and I was intentional with my tone. That's the only thing I can respond that I'm responsible for.
Yeah. Timing and tone. Tim, you have no idea how many of my friends sent my DMs. They be sending me clips of what you be saying. I'm like, first of all, that's my brother. And yes, I am. And I'm so glad you discovered him, because I've seen you, when I'm scrolling on Instagram, I've seen you pop up on the Explore page, and people who aren't even following you get to see something you've said. Then they hit the follow button. I love that when I see something you post, like my best friend, Dr. Amira Ogunleye, she be liking. I'm like, come on, Amira! I'm like, oh my God. Kelly is sending me something. Be like, did you see this? Already seen it, sis. You know, so I am just excited because you just... Someone who we knew you came out, you were a youth pastor. You just were in so many ministries, then pastored your own church, and then decided you want to do something different. Meaning you feel like it's okay to upset people, to break down barriers. And you've already just kind of answered the first question I had about how do you do that without offending someone to the point where they don't listen. Yeah. And the reason why I went to what you're saying, because a lot of people send me clips of you talking about relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the coolest people who loves God, loves the Lord Jesus Christ, knows that Bible, but you know how to relate to the person who don't know anything. And you hit the heart.
Yeah, for sure.
You've helped restore relationships. So the first question is, we were kind of already going somewhere. You were saying about the intention of your tone and timing that may help somebody listen to you. How did you do that growing up?
Yeah, so I'm the middle child. I'm kind of a middle firstborn. My older brother's 10 years older than me. Then it's me. And then my younger brother is 17 months younger than me. And so when you're the middle child, you become the mediator, right? You're the arbitrator, the mediator of the family. And so I'm translating what my older brother is saying as to how it impacts me. And then I'm translating from my younger brother to my parents. And so communication was just always something that I that I really paid attention to. I started rapping when I was 9. I started battle rapping when I was 13. So I fell in love with words. I fell in love with rhyme schemes. I fell in love with the meaning of words. I'm a literalist, right? So when I use a word, I try to use the word literally. And so, because words have power. And so when I'm sitting with somebody and I'm talking with them, I'm trying to use words that will unlock them. I'm not trying to use words that will lock them up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I realize is, in the space that I'm in now, like with the podcast and all that, is that when I communicate, I'm communicating to a certain group of people. I loved my season in ministry, preaching, all that kind of stuff. But I realized that when I became a podcaster, I felt like in order for me to reach who I felt like my targeted audience is, that I had to stop code switching.
Oh,
like I could not code switch if I was going to reach who I was supposed to reach. And so a big part of the impact that I've had, both positive and negative, mm-hmm. is actually around the fact that I don't code switch.
So good. Again, but that's why you're able to reach who you are reaching. The old,
that's absolutely correct.
The middle, the young, yep. the preached, the unpreached. Yep. So many clips have gone viral to the point people are excited. Then you get people who are mad and offended. Who do you pay attention to the most?
I pay attention to my wife, my best friends, you, the people that are in my inner circle. Like if you ever sent me a voice note, a call, FaceTime, text, and was like, "Hey, I saw a clip. I felt like it was out of pocket." I take it down in a heartbeat. But I don't read my comment section, so I don't know what they say.
Ah, so
positive
good.
Or negative.
So good.
I meant what I said when I said it, and only those that are in my circle get to tell me if it was bad.
Yeah. And if you know Tim Ross,
yeah.
I promise you will learn he said what he said.
I promise you I did. And did not stutter.
You know what? I don't know if I ever see you stutter.
I don't stutter. My older brother stuttered, my younger brother stuttered, and my daddy stuttered. And like, for real, that's another reason. You know what, TT, I've never even made this connection until right now. Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm talking to you right now. I've never made this connection until right this minute. I think another reason, this would have been at a subconscious level, but this is a discovery that I've never had in 48 years. Because my father stuttered, because my older brother stuttered, and because my younger brother stuttered, it was very important to me to be patient as a listener. Like, I'm about to cry, yo. Like, I didn't even think about this. Like, for real, I never wanted my dad, my older brother, my younger brother to look in my face and it look like, hurry up. Like, say what you're trying to say. Or to cut them off. And I think that's why I became a good listener. Is because the three men in my life, they stuttered. And so I wanted them to know, I'm patient with you. Like, get it out. Like, I'm not trying to rush you. Like, say what you got to say and get it out. And then, like, I'm here. Like, I'm locked in. I'm like, I'm focused on you. I hear you. And then I wanted to make sure I was clear in my communication back. But that I wind up speaking on behalf of them a lot because of their stuttering. And so I think now, dang, I've never even thought about this. I think now in this season of my life, I'm speaking for a lot of emotional stutterers. I'm speaking for a lot of relational stutterers.
Come on.
I am speaking for a lot of religious stutterers. And I think that's why the clips go viral, TT, is because they're like, this is what I've been trying to say.
You give language.
He said, yeah. It's not just I said what I said. They're like, he just said what I said, or he just said what I'm thinking.
Ooh. So meaning you can only give language if you listen. It's like a therapist. You, Tim Ross, being the therapist, a therapist who has been able to give me language to stuff that I didn't know. Oh, this is why I respond this way. Oh, this is why I'm triggered when I feel this PTSD. This is why I'm single. Oh, you gave me language. Because you listen.
That's exactly right.
Because you listen. Yeah, that's really good. Communicating the foundation got to be, if you listen to what the other person say, you might not even need a rebuttal.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They, I have some friends in Atlanta that set up a what they called a debate with a young lady who has a very, very different approach to relationships and men and all this kind of stuff. And they wanted it to be a debate, and it wasn't, because I let her finish her sentence.
I saw it. Just listening. And you can understand so much more when
absolutely,
you let a person process. I believe some healing took place in that person, by the way. That's just me.
A seed was sown.
We'll talk later, but I do believe, my God, today.
I do too.
I do too. Okay, y'all. Ooh, y'all have never heard that side of me.
I do bring it out of you.
Y'all, I promise you, this is why Tim Ross is needed in the earth. This is why you pivot. This is why you just say, you could have just been comfortable in the church that you had.
Mm-hmm. I love that church.
You know that at least minimum few hundred, that's your audience. That's who you're going to listen to. The people that are streaming, you have a built-in audience. You decided, because now we're going to transition into the people who you're known for one thing, but now you had to start from the bottom. Now you're here.
Yep.
In another way.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go to Tim Ross's Instagram page, Upset the Gram, they posted me and Tim's conversation.
Yep.
We were talking about transition, and the reason why some people are afraid to transition is because of fear.
It is.
Lack of faith.
Yep.
How did you just say, okay, y'all, I'm out. Peace out.
Yeah.
You transitioned it. You transitioned it. You transitioned. You handed the church over very well. You did it very well over time. You just didn't wake up and say, I'm done. But again, it's to the person listening. They're known for one thing. They're a teacher. They're a chef. But they feel like, I'm supposed to do something else now. Where do you start?
You start with understanding that who you are is not what you do. And that you should never fall more in love with what you do than who you are. And so I think the reason why I can be a podcaster right now and feel just as good in this season as being a pastor in the last season is because I never made my title my idol.
Bars!
Yeah, my title has never been my idol. And so I believe that my name, Timothy, which is one of the few Greek names that has a reciprocal meaning. It means honoring God, and it means honored by God. I believe that my name is how I'm supposed to move around the earth, not my title.
That's good.
And so I can do this podcast for another 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 years, whatever he wants me to do. And then if he wants me to be a regional manager at AT&T, I'll probably cry a little bit. And then I'm going to go run that AT&T store. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go handle the DFW market. You know what I mean? I'm going to sell more phones than anybody.
Free phones.
Like, you know, so
upgrades.
Exactly. I'm giving everybody special. So I just feel like the seasons that we're in, we're meant to learn something, and we're meant to contribute something. And so I learned a lot in ministry, almost 30 years as a preacher, as a teacher. But I'm telling you, podcasting now, you couldn't pay me to go back to being a pastor.
What? Mm-mm,
I don't miss it at all.
Wait a minute. What?
Mm-mm.
And y'all,
no, you couldn't pay me to go back.
Listen, he has been married to somebody super sweet, gifted, creative, Juliet. Since 1991, yep. Right? 19.
Yeah. No, 1999.
Yeah,
25 years.
25 years. Two sons. Yep, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now you got family. You got a wife. We gonna speak to somebody who's like, wait a minute now, baby. Now, what you doing pays the bills. You sure God told you to do something else?
Yep.
Is it because you built up trust over the years in the relationship? Or some women be like, I'm not finna following the husband. Well, you talk a lot about relationship submission. Why she won't submit.
Yep, absolutely.
Y'all, he even talked about one day, I'm whispering, he even talked about how she might have to put up with something that's not quite anatomically pleasing in her sight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I did talk about that. And so many men got mad.
But why four?
Well, let me just take a detour right there just to say that I really have grown tired of men body shaming their wives when the majority of them have nothing that they've contributed to even aspiring their wife to be fit or whatever. This dude got a gut and a 4-inch peen that he can't change. Like, he can't grow it. He can't make it do anything more than what it already is. She could lose 50 pounds if she wanted to, or she could put on makeup, or she could get hair extension. There's a lot of stuff a woman can do and can't, but you can't grow your peen. So if she's like settled on 4 inches, but she dated 7.5 with a hook in college, what are you gonna do? Like, what can you say? And if she did say something about the man, he would never recover. Most men's egos are so fragile that if a woman kept it a buck with the husband, the way the husband is always talking about the wife, they would never recover. They would just feel devastated and have low self-esteem for the rest of their life. And so I was just trying to bring some equality to the conversation remind these men, like, bro, that woman is being very gracious to you. If she did lose 50 pounds and go do squats in the gym, her options would increase drastically and you would still have male pattern baldness. Like, you would still not be able to have an edge up without getting plugs.
He's not trying to read the room, y'all. He's not trying to read you your rights. He's not trying to read you at all. It's fact. Y'all, I don't even know how we got here, but we did. Y'all, I have stuffed so much paper towels in my mouth because I just don't know what to do or say. I just don't know.
Oh, my God.
But these are the kinds of conversations that my friend has been having that has been blowing up. Meaning, there are people in marriages who say, I could wreck your whole life right now. But because I got fruit of the spirit, I'm going to use wisdom.
Yeah.
Timing and tone.
Yep.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I want to talk a little bit on this relationship thing. Timing and tone. Should somebody bring that up? How would a woman bring that up? How would you like to be on the receiving end of that conversation?
If I was on the receiving end of the conversation, I would want my wife to be very graceful. I'm a church guy, so let me use a scripture real quick just to contextualize what I'm about to say. Jesus came full of grace and truth. Now, what I know as a believer in Jesus is that Jesus is actually the truth. So he's not a truth. He's not telling a truth. He's actually the embodiment of truth. He is the truth. But he understands that what he has to have in front of him is grace.
Yes.
Because truth without grace will crush you. And grace without truth won't keep you. So you actually need both. And so he comes full of grace and truth. Grace is the buffer that makes truth manageable. This is why I use a lot of humor whenever I'm communicating, because a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Hey. The medicine go down. The medicine go down. So I like to give people grace and humor before I give them a hard truth, because I know it's going to sting. Mm. And in the same way, I would want my wife, not that she has to make a humorous thing, but just to say like, hey, Tim, I want to have a conversation with you and I know it's going to hurt your feelings. Like, first of all, calibrate me to the expectation. If you think it's going to hurt my feelings, just say it. Like, tell me up front.
Okay.
I know that what I'm going to say is going to probably hurt your feelings. You most likely would be offended with me, but I so desperately want to have intimacy with you that I want to be able to tell you
your breath
the
stinks.
Full truth of I my experience
tell you,
with you.
Your breath stinks. Okay. Right. That's it.
I need you to use a tongue scraper. Right. So calibrate me first. Right. Let me know. Hey, I went and got some prescription mouthwash. Your gums bleed. And that leads to halitosis. When blood and saliva mix, you get dookie. And we don't want
that. We don't want it.
What we don't want.
Boo-boo
we
mouth.
Don't want dookie mouth. And so you're my guy forever. I'm not trading you in for nothing. But like, we're going to collab on getting this right.
And then you say, but man, that chicken soup, that homemade chicken soup you cooked last night. That matter of fact, I'm going to get me a bowl right now.
Right. So communication is like you are only as intimate as the information you share with a person. I get people that I used to do premarital counseling for. They already been dating each other for, you know, 2 or 3 years, have already lived together, cohabitated, had sex a bunch of times. And then we go through the premarital counseling process and they either don't make it through my premarital, because I try to break people up in my premarital. They're not even meant to survive it. That means if they do, they probably won't get a divorce.
Wow.
So I actually try to break them up with their knowledge. I let them know up front. I'm trying to break y'all up, because if I can, then you're not supposed to get married. But if you get through this, then you probably won't get a divorce. But I've seen so many people get married after having this long dating process and then get divorced in like 2 years. And it's because the light of marriage is different than the light of dating. It's just a different light that's on you. And the communication is different. And so a lot of people have brought their bodies together, but they haven't brought their words together. They haven't brought their minds together. They haven't aligned in these other ways. And so I'm always helping people understand like where the alignments are, because the best sex in the whole world comes from exclusivity in marriage, and it comes through great communication. The greatest sex comes on the heels of really great communication.
So you've been teaching the single people, okay, you can bring your bodies together and it can be the bomb. But then y'all realize you're boring in conversation.
Absolutely correct. Or you don't tell each other the truth. You spare each other's feelings about stuff that really, really hurts you and impacts you. You don't know how to fix your face when you talk. You have the right words, but you have the wrong tone. You have the right tone, but you have the wrong body language. Oh. And so they don't understand 55-38-7, right? That 55% of communication is body language, 38% is tone, and 7% is the actual words.
Okay. Sheesh.
7% is the actual word.
Y'all, I'm writing it that down like I'm in school.
Yeah, yeah.
You better do it.
That's the encouragement I try to give people. And those that take it, oh, they excel. And those that don't, they flail.
Yes. Your book is coming out in what we call the month of love.
Yes.
Where you demonstrate how much you love someone. The book is called Welcome to the Basement. Now, I already got my copy. I showed him I got my copy, because people be talking and lying. The book, An Upside Down to Greatness, Welcome to the Basement. Forward is done by his close friend, my new buddy, Mike Todd.
Yep.
All right. Now, in this book, An Upside Down Guide to Greatness. Why upside down? Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like the Bible is the most upsetting book that's ever been written. Jesus lived the most upsetting life that's ever been lived. And on January 14th of 1996, I had my life turned upside down by the message, love of hope, love and hope of Jesus Christ. Upset doesn't mean get angry or get pissed off. Upset literally by definition means to turn upside down.
Yeah.
To turn over. And so I don't believe anybody that's had a true encounter with Jesus has still been left right side up. Mm-hmm. They've been turned upside down. And because the kingdom's upside down, I believe that only with an upset life can one actually live right side up, right? Because in the kingdom, the way in is out. The way up is down. The way to get is to give. The way to live is to die. And so when you're understanding these principles, they're all countercultural to the way secular society seems like we're supposed to approach the world. Like, we need to go up a corporate ladder. Well, in scripture, it says that God does the promoting. He doesn't have a ladder. He has a hand.
Ooh. Ooh.
He raises people up and lets other people down. So the kingdom life is the most beautiful life that could ever be lived. Like, I'm sitting here as a result of that. And so at every stage of my life, there's been this level of beauty. No matter how much bitterness may be going on, no matter how gloomy it is, the sun is still out somewhere. And at some point, it will, that those rays will penetrate the haze, and you'll see clearly. Mm-hmm. But it's a beautiful life to be lived. And this book has now become the owner's manual for people that want to metabolize the philosophy of what it means to be a basement dweller.
Mm, okay. I loved your story about the basement. Why you didn't call it, y'all, welcome to the penthouse.
Right.
You said welcome to the basement. If I'm not mistaken, does that have something to do with humility? Keep yourself low. Not keep yourself low as in low self-esteem, but just.
Right. Yeah. So the I got an open vision when I was 30 years old. It's still to this day the most sobering vision that I've ever had, and the only vision that I've ever had. But once the vision was over, what the Holy Spirit asked me was, if Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, what floor would you want to live on? My answer was, I want to be as close to him as possible. And outside of the foundation, the closest thing is a basement.
Wow.
I don't want to be 100 stories away from my rabbi. I don't want to go that far up. Like, my mom said something. My mom's a Southern Belle from Birmingham, Alabama. She used to make this statement. And because I see everything in pictures, such a beautiful visual for me to this day. She said, baby, no matter how high the Lord takes you, just remember, you'll always be at his feet.
You'll always be.
That was the most calibrating statement.
You'll always be at his feet. Should always stay at his feet.
That's right. No matter how high he takes you, you're going to always be at his feet. You don't get above him.
Mm.
And so it should be. It doesn't matter how much success you've received. No matter how many accolades have been ascribed to you, when you look up, you should see the bottom of his feet. And that should be a calibrating thing for you. Like, you know what? I'm still at the master's feet.
Mm.
This success don't mean nothing. Bestseller don't mean nothing. They're indications that you've done something, but it's also an indication that I'm still at his feet. I'd rather be here at his feet than to be anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This conversation, y'all, that we're having is a great indicator too of how comfortable Tim is in his skin. Y'all, we've talked about some of everything. No offense taken. We have laughed. I've darn near cried just based off of some of the bars that you have dropped. I love that one of the points of the book, Welcome to the Basement, it says it will help you discover that you are God's masterpiece, called to a great identity and a great mission. Is that what we should be focused on before we try to get in a relationship?
Absolutely. So Ephesians 2:10 in the NLT says, we are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus so that we could do the good things he planned for us long ago. Do you know how many people cannot receive the words masterpiece? We cannot receive the words that we are his masterpiece. One of the greatest compliments that we're given in all of scripture. And we can't even handle it because the first thing we'll say is, well, you know, the Lord's still working on me and I got some places that the Lord.
Why do we do that? Is that called false humility or just what is that called?
No, that's low self-esteem. That's not false humility. We literally have a very difficult time seeing ourselves as Jesus sees us.
Is that the church's fault or your minister's fault?
I think all of us contribute to it. I don't think it's the church's fault and the minister's fault. It's our fault too.
Or you
because
should
we don't start at home. We don't believe what he says. And so I remember when I gave my life to Jesus on January 14th of 96, I was made righteous that day. I have never been more righteous than the day that I got saved. Like, I haven't grown in righteousness. I've grown in freedom. I haven't grown in righteousness. I was put in right standing with God.
Yes.
On January 14th of 1996. On that day, I was still a porn addict. On that day, I was his masterpiece.
And people don't understand how can that both exist? Y'all, he just said something so amazing. I was still, but I'm still a masterpiece. I'm a mess. I yell at people. I don't know what to do. I have depression. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm still his masterpiece. And that's okay.
But it's not but. Not but.
Okay, okay.
It's and.
And.
I'm on a crusade. This is like a low-key crusade. Maybe this would be a different book. I don't know. But like I'm on a crusade to get rid of people's butts.
No buts. Yes. Yes.
Ooh. Because there are a few exceptions where but is the appropriate word, but the right word is the conjunction and.
Oh, it's called no butts allowed. You know how you go to certain restaurants and instead of them saying no smoking, because they mean cigarette butts, yep. B-U-T-T-S, yep. Uh-huh. No butts allowed.
No B-U-T's, right? Because here's the thing. I was saved on that day and still a porn addict, okay? The church can't really handle people's ands. We don't hold the tension of and correctly. We do it for like a lot of people in the Bible. We do it for Abraham. He was the father of our faith and a liar. Like Moses was deliverer and murderer. David was a man after God's own heart and an adulterer. Right? And if you think that, oh, you just in the Old Testament giving up all these words. Cool. Jesus is lion and lamb. Oh, yeah. He is Alpha and Omega. He is beginning. And in. He is first and last.
Listen, you're talking heavy, talking right, as they say.
He died for Jew and Gentile. So the and fully expresses who we are. I'm God's masterpiece, and I still need to have my flesh crucified to the cross. Because I got an inner Cat Williams that would love to sit down with a little brown drink and scorch the earth. I would love to do it. I would love to do it.
Did he not scorch the earth or not?
He scorched the earth, right? I got an inner Cat Williams too. And I keep him crucified to the cross.
Listen, oh my gosh. There's this letter going around that apparently a church wrote to a member and sent them a $500 check. It was like a check like, I'm sending you your tithes back. Somewhere in the letter, it says, basically, you haven't been following your husband. You haven't been following the advice of this church. You're dating another man, blah, 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 blah. The letter went on to say, your life is a mess. And basically, it was a send off. And it had the letterhead of an actual church. I was like, this seems like it's real. And I'm hearing you say, and so it's like, yes, she might be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would think the same church where all of us who are a mess can go, you gave her a letter and kicked her out.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that ever okay?
There actually is places for biblical excommunication in church.
But
yeah, there is. And so I don't have all the context based on what you said, but there are times where, because I had to, when I was a lead pastor, I had to excommunicate somebody from our church.
Oh.
And it's not done flippantly. It is not done. It is not done like in a very hasty way. There's a lot that goes into it before you step into that.
Okay.
That action.
The letter did say, yeah, the letter definitely did. Basically, it was like, we have tried to help and you want to do things your own way. And you're exhausting us. Oh.
And that's actually biblical, because in first Corinthians chapter number 5, Paul endorses the excommunication of a church member in Corinth who is sleeping with his stepmom.
Oh, okay, bye.
And he won't stop.
Okay, y'all, I don't have nothing. See, that's why I'm gonna go ahead and see. I like the part of the Corinthians where it's love is patient, love is kind, and all the ooey gooey stuff. But I didn't read where.
It, that's 13. I'm talking about 5. He kicked somebody out before he started talking about all that love.
He kicked somebody out before he grew in his patience.
But think about it.
Paul was upsetting in his day.
He was
upsetting the gram.
He was. He absolutely was. And I don't think anybody would be able to concur with that more than the Corinthian church. His tone to the Corinthians was much different than it was in his other letters, whether it be Ephesus, Philippi, Colossae, Thessalonica, Rome. And so I've actually told people that, you know, the people that are shocked about some of the stuff I'm talking about now as a podcaster, I let them know when I was a lead pastor, consider that my book of Ephesians.
Okay.
You go listen to all of my messages. I'm in the book of Ephesians. That was the tone of my of me as a pastor. As a podcaster, I'm speaking to Corinthians.
Love it.
Corinthians needed straight, no chaser.
As they say, and you need a little straightening.
You need a little straightening. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, that's and Migos told us, we just doing a little, the rap group, we just doing a little straightening. Just a little straightening. Just a little straightening. But like you
said, that's all we're trying to
do. You need a little blue magic on your roots and a little, like you said, a little press and comb to straighten them edges. Ha, na, na. Mm-hmm. Straighten them. And that you have done with us for us. Tim, please don't go anywhere. Please don't go to AT&T just yet. Stick around. Lord, please don't call them to AT&T. Please don't call him there. Please don't call him there. But y'all, my friend Tim, I didn't intend to keep you this long, but I'm thankful for you. Y'all, the B-Side app is where it's at. The B-Side app. Download the app. There is so much there for every part of your life. The practical part. This conversation is well balanced. We talked about a lot, but that's who Tim is. His B-Side app, Welcome to the Basement, is coming out February 27th. I promise you, as they say, I present to some, introduce to others. Y'all, this has been my friend, Tim Ross.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
I love you so much.
I love you. Tell Juliet. Absolutely. I said, hello.
I will.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
No, I will.
I love you. Thank you so, so much, y'all. We finally got it done. We've been trying to get Tim for a while. And I'm excited that he's here today. What do you say after that? See, we could have better relationships if we're honest in those relationships. Or it is sift the relationships we need versus the relationships we don't want. Because if a person can't handle your honesty, if they can't handle the truth spoken in love, yeah, you wasting my time. You wasting my bandwidth. You're wasting my breathing capacity because I'm spending time on. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Woo! He says things that if you are in church, you might not agree with maybe how he said it or what he said, but you know it deep down in your heart that it needs to be said. And if it needed to be said, just drop some fire in my DMs. If you like, man, Michelle, he's given me language to what I've always been wanting to say. Matter of fact, let him know. Let him know. Oh my God. All right, y'all. Let me tell you how much you're loved is because of the folks that we decide to bring in. The folks that we say, I know they've got something amazing to share. Whether it's through humor, being serious, whether they drop a scripture, a prayer, or not. It's like, oh, We've got something we've been trying to cook up together for a very long time, and I'm hoping we see it through in 2024. All right. Mother Williams loves you. Mother loves you. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.